Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, ghost heads. Happy Halloween. If you don't recognize my voice, allow me to introduce myself. I'm Kat Blackard. You may know me as the head of the Nerdy Show Network, but more pertinent to this feed, I'm Doug's co-author for Season 3 of Ghostbusters Resurrection. And I'm the graphic designer and copywriter for all of our Ghostbusters role-playing resources at gbrpg.com. I'm coming to you with an update on the podcast and an exciting announcement about new expansions in the world of Ghostbusters role-playing. First things first, Ghostbusters Resurrection. As many of you have noted, it has been a year since our last episode came out. Since then, many amazing folks out there have asked when to expect new episodes. And unfortunately, the answer is that we don't know. There's been what you might call a containment breach. Last year, in the middle of working on what would have been the final episodes of the season, we experienced a near-catastrophic data loss. Now, not to worry, it's near-catastrophic, not actually catastrophic. I've got backups of all of our original game sessions, but unfortunately, Doug lost not only all of his work on several near-finished episodes, but his entire sound effect library, which entails hundreds of custom effects and soundscapes built just for this show. We had hoped that there was a chance to salvage things, but regrettably, that wasn't the case. Obviously, we had a lot of people listening in suspense as to what was going to come next for the show, and no new episode came. Eventually, we shared the news of what happened on our Patreon and Discord, but we never got around to creating an audio update for this feed. So here we are. I am terribly sorry about the radio silence, but I am happy to be able to come to you with some good news. It's not a matter of if the season will conclude, it's when. There's just a lot to rebuild, and it was a heck of a demoralizing thing to happen during an already difficult time. Doug is doing well. And to celebrate this spooking season, we do have something to show for ourselves. Right this very minute, if you head to gbrpg.com, you'll see a massive update and expansion to our Ghostbusters role-playing resources, including an all-new set of special equipment cards. How special are they? This isn't just some new equipment to introduce to your games. We've expanded Ghostbusters lore and given purpose to previously unexplained canon. That's how special it is. The special equipment deck features 8 all-new items. There's slime grenades, proton pistols, bosun dart upgraded proton packs, but that's not all. We're debuting the Ghost Beacon for use in Ghostbusters role-playing, as seen on Extreme Ghostbusters. And remember those ghost trap-looking tripod things with the lasers from Ghostbusters 2? We've updated and expanded the purpose of these polarity rectification tripods to become your go-to tool for precision depossessing. And we actually give reason for the nickname tripod traps. Then there's the latent image sensor, a device seen only briefly in the hands of Dr. Venkman in Ghostbusters 2. What does it do? Would you believe that it's an essential tool for in-depth paranormal investigations? We've nicknamed it the Ectolamp, and thanks to the power of Herkimer diamonds, it can shine a light on even the most mysterious hauntings. And of course, who could forget the KUD meter? Just some kitchen utensils stuck on a metal detector? Hell no. KUD stands for Kinetic Umbral Detection. There's a reason the Ghostbusters brought it with them to investigate the painting of Vigo the Carpathian. This precision device detects dimensional incursions and susses out paranormal environmental phenomenon. You never know when there's a portal hiding in plain sight. But thanks to the KUD, you will. In our original equipment deck, we teased the special equipment by the inclusion of the Dark Matter Generator. And folks, that's got an upgrade too. All our Dark Matter Generator cards are now equipped with the Stasis Stream, in addition to the Shock Blast. You'll find it's the perfect tool for freezing fast or incorporeal targets in place, so you can blast them back to Kingdom Come. And last, but certainly not least, by fan request, we've added a new piece of standard equipment. The Medkit, for when your Ghostbusters campaign gets really dangerous. At gbrpg.com, you'll not only find print-your-own PDFs of the expanded standard equipment deck and the all-new special equipment deck, our rules page has been updated as well. We've got new insights on the basic equipment you know and love, with detailed technical analysis that will immerse you into the world of Ghostbusters. When we debuted our Ghostbusters resources back in 2014, we had no idea how big it was going to get. It truly has been a Ghostbusters resurrection, with more folks playing the classic 80s RPG than ever, and doing it with the updated equipment that Doug and the gang designed and tested. Way back then, we'd hoped to further expand the game one day. And thanks to you kind folks, we have. Your generous donations and Patreon support entirely made this RPG expansion possible, and will make future episodes of Ghostbusters Resurrection possible. There is more to come. For instance, we're launching an experimental equipment program, so all you enterprising Ghostbusters RPG franchisees out there with a taste for unlicensed nuclear accelerators can test drive the latest gear before it's ready. Your singed eyebrows and tumescent growths will pave the way for future ghostbusting technology. Patrons now get access to Doug's ever-evolving notes on future equipment, like the Meson Collider and Megatrap, as well as access to an exclusive Discord channel for R&D, where you can share your notes with Doug and fellow envelope-pushing poltergeist punishers. What's more, we've also got some behind-the-scenes content to share, a special presentation that Doug has dubbed Ghost Filibustering. It's an immersive discussion between myself, Doug, and our science and technology consultant, John West, who really helped us bring this equipment to life with an authentic Egon Spengler-like perspective. We go deep into Ghostbusters lore, continuity, and historical demonology for the most spirited discussion you'll hear on this side of the veil. That's at patreon.com/omniversemedia, and find further details at gbrpg.com. Now you'll note that I've been talking about print your own cards, and you no doubt remember that we produced a limited run of standard equipment card decks and ghost dice. Those have been sold out for ages, and folks still write in asking about them, which is deeply flattering. Unfortunately, we don't currently have any plans to do a print run of the special equipment deck. What was meant to be a modest fan project was met with overwhelming demand, and we would love to do more, but we don't have the bandwidth for it, which is why we would love to talk with an enterprising ghost head about what the future might hold. If you have got project manager experience or something comparable, drop us a line at ghostbusters@nerdyshow.com. And here's another thing you can email us about. Did you know that you can hire Doug to run a Ghostbusters game for you? Why sit around dreaming of being a Ghostbuster when you could have the world's foremost expert on Ghostbusters role-playing run you and your crew a custom-tailored one-shot or ongoing campaign? Just drop us an email, again, at ghostbusters@nerdyshow.com. Don't be shy. You can find Doug, the cast of Ghostbusters Resurrection, or potentially a group of available Ghostbusters to run a game with, on our Discord server. Just head to nerdyshow.com/discord to join our community. This is, of course, a lot of info to take in. But hey, don't drill a hole in your head to cram all this in. You can just listen to it again, or better still, just head to gbrpg.com. We've got all the juicy details laid out there. Ghostbusters Resurrection will be back with new adventures as soon as we are able. And we hope that, in the meantime, you'll have some adventures of your own. Wherever you go, and whatever you do, remember, stay fit, keep sharp, and make good decisions. For Ghostbusters Resurrection and the Nerdy Show Network, this is Kat Blackard, signing off.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.